Hi, welcome to Geek Culture Online. I'm Patrick. I'm here with Wilson, and this episode we're going to be talking about The Last Jedi. Now, before, you know, obviously we need a little bit of backstory for the two people on the planet that do not understand Star Wars. Star Wars started back in 1977 with the greatest film that was ever made, and then relabeled as
A New Hope. That's not prejudiced.
Not at all. And then it was followed by two other films, Empire Strikes Back, and then Return of the Jedi. Then George Lucas, the greatest living director on the planet, went back and made a prequel trilogy to the original. So there were six films total. Then he lost his mind and then sold everything to Disney, which then decided to... I won't say that they ruined Star Wars, but they did. But then Disney went off, and then
Pat's gonna edit that out.
Is going to then make their own Star Wars films, which continued the storyline 7, 8, and 9, with the first one being A Force Awakens. This one, which is number 8, which is called The Last Jedi. Now, here's the thing: it's that the word Jedi means singular and plural. So they are Jedi. He is a Jedi.
Not Jedis.
Not Jedis or Jet. You know, they're like octopi, octopus.
Jetties.
You know, Jedis.
Jetties.
Jetties.
Jedi.
Jedi.
Jetty.
Jetties. Jedis.
Jetty is a jetty. And jetties are more than one jetty.
Jedi, Jedis. See, that's the problem. That's what that. So when
somebody who knows for sure, let us know.
Well, it just they've talked about the trailers and the information available overseas that they're in. There's not one piece that says that, you know, Jedi means a singular thing. So you know, obviously we have less than 14 days go before the release of The Last Jedi. Don't have your tickets, it's probably too late for the opening day, obviously. Going back to break of tradition is that all the other Star Wars films, there's a passage of time between each film. Now, at the end of A Force Awakens, the ending was changed, and which was just recently admitted by Mark Hamill in an interview, is that the ending was changed to bridge the gap between 7 and 8. So therefore, 8 takes place immediately after 7. So the scene where Rey finds Luke and hands him his lightsaber was added or changed for the film. And then supposedly this takes place immediately after and starts up that way. So what we have, there are millions of videos and articles and stuff bouncing around the internet and fandom talking about what they're able to see and able to extract from the trailer. But Star Wars is very famous for not revealing anything in their trailers, especially Disney. So, therefore, we're not going to sit there and dissect that scene by scene, by blow for blow. What we're able to get from the trailer is that this takes place on several different planets. There are several major battles. Apparently, the First Order is alive and well and very strong, and they have a whole bunch of new weapons and toys that they're going to use to try to take down the Rebellion, which is now back. Rey is discovering who she is. Will we find out her lineage? Is she really a Skywalker? A Kenobi? Is she a Solo? Who is she? And then what it what we're able to pull from the trailer is that Ben or Kylo Ren is he doesn't know who he is either. There's emotional conflicts going on in that trailer too.
You know, he flies around in a slice of pizza, so.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of the way that the scenes that are shown and filmed in the trailer reflects back to several scenes that were done the same way with Anakin, especially with the scenes that with Order 66, the scene in the trailer showing him leading troops. So what we're able to pull from this is that that where Rey and Kylo land, either as a Sith or as a Jedi, I think was going to be resolved by the end of this film. Obviously, with the passing of Carrie Fisher, 9 had to be completely changed, and we were told that all the footage was already done for Carrie Fisher, but we'll really never know the truth on that. And also, I have several questions about what was being shown. The saber that she handed off to Luke at the beginning, it looked like it was slightly damaged, and then they show her using a blue lightsaber. Is that the same saber? Is that one she built? Is that one that Luke gave her? Where did that lightsaber come from? And then on top of that, is she going through training? Is she, what is she actually doing? I don't think that she's actually being shown, going through some type of training until later on when she's, swinging the lightsaber around. I don't know if, I think it's the trailer's being misleading.
Well, like as you said before, trailers are meant to be misleading nowadays. Half the time, scenes that are on the leader or on the trailer aren't even shown in the movies. Now, I find it interesting to turn around and look at some of the photographs that were taken behind scenes or taken out of shots and see what they tell us. At one point in time, Rey is mainly dressed in light colors. And if you turn around and look at the photographs of her as she's going through her supposed training, all of a sudden her clothes start turning darker and gray instead of, and I'm not talking with misuse, I'm talking, or not being washed. I'm talking, they're very clearly light colored at the beginning, and all of a sudden her shirts are gray.
Well, isn't she wearing not a shawl, but like her robe?
Well, no, it's, oh yeah, I guess it might be her robe, but for her it's a vest shirt type situation. And the thing is, I mean, she starts off very lightly dressed, and all of a sudden her clothing turns dark. It's interesting to see, actually, if you go through the photographs that they show, some of the other characters that you don't get to see yet. Actually, I'm sitting here going, I'm trolling through pictures off of the IMDb website. Some of them are ones that were taken for publicity shots. Some of them are definitely, like, okay, this is what the costume looks like. Here we are, with it on the actor. To see, to get an idea what they were thinking with some of this stuff. There's one picture that shows a whole mess of aliens dressed up to the nines. This is definitely a party that they're heading to during the movie. And Carrie Fisher might be dressed up for it also, because if you notice, while she is wearing something that, you know, maybe might be robes for a person of her status, she could actually be, you know, have come away from this party scene or be going to the party scene and got called, because her dress is definitely a ball gown type situation more than a uniform. It's the picture that they used, I believe it was life or look, that they took of all the different characters. She was definitely in an elegant dress, and her hair is done up versus her in her basic battle attire that we saw in the last Star Wars movie. She's looking more like the woman, you know.
Not the governor, but the ruler that that she started off as.
Mm-hmm.
The backstory behind the story is that when the First Order started coming back into force, that she stepped down. And then she went back to being a general. And besides not knowing who the parentage of Rey is, what about Snark? You know, where did he come from? There's been talks about him actually being Vader, and talk about him actually being Grand Moff Tarkin, or even the Emperor. I think it's just a new character that has absolutely no abilities whatsoever. He's not a Sith. He's not a Jedi. I think he's just somebody that's manipulating Ben.
Well, the fact that there could be somebody that was above the Emperor.
Well, with the Sith,
was never necessarily. Talked about
the emperor's master was brought up, but I don't think so in the movies. But who taught him is known, but I don't think. I think that's a robe. Yeah, we're looking at those pictures, and I think that's just her robe over her her overlays. But I may be wrong on that.
The robes usually have sleeves.
But another interesting point is that all the Princess Leia, General Leia, Carrie Fisher went through so many costume changes. In all the movies, it's interesting that, you don't see that with the female characters now. With Rey, she pretty much was in the same outfit the whole entire.
No, she's in a couple different outfits. They don't show them in the trailers.
Well, no, I'm talking about the Force Awakens. Rey was always in the same thing, but here in the Force Awakens, did they show her in other things?
I think she had two different outfits in there. Evidently, people didn't need to change their clothes very often back then, or during the movies.
Well, they're not going to sell a lot of action figures unless they have a lot of costume changes. going through the trailer some more, there's you know, the scene where she shows being plunged, you know, jumping off or landing in water and then swimming through and then coming out of it, the scene, there's a 1.5 second scene of her standing up soaking wet, and there's a soaking wet Luke standing there too. So if I'm thinking that is being completely overlooked.
When she dives in, there's a skull down there too.
Yes.
A giant skull.
Yes, which I didn't see until it was pointed out to me. And I've seen this trailer dozens of times trying to dissect the information from it. Trying to see if there's like a single frame that they goofed up on revealing something major. The only thing I could come up with that is any significance is when Luke is talking about the massive power, there's this drawing on the ground, which some people are theorizing is nothing, you know, but the life force tree. I'm looking at it as that it's upside down. People are looking at it upside down, and it's actually the same symbol that was on the floor of the Jedi temple in Coruscant. And it's just that because of the angle that we're seeing in the trailer, it's unrecognizable. And another thing is that, you know, if we see everybody having some type of conflict or fight, you know, if it's Poe, if it's Rey and Kylo and all that stuff, you never see Luke do anything except talk to Rey or teach Rey. So what's the significance of, why does Kylo then want Luke? What's the significance there? Because that was the whole point of The Force Awakens, is finding Luke. Why does everybody need to find Luke? And so is this, is that the MacGuffin in this thing? And also, you know, why does, you know, how does that all tie back to Rey?
Explain the MacGuffin.
The piece of either plot, object, or person, or something that pushes the story along, like the Black Falcon statue in the Millennium Falcon. Everybody wanted the statue, so that moved the story along. It was
not the Millennium Falcon.
What did I say? The Millennium Falcon?
Yeah.
The Maltese Falcon. It's just that it's a piece of an object, a storyline, or something that is the reason for to make the story move along. Alfred Hitchcock was the one that kind of brought that saying to popularity, even though it was used 20 years before. He brought it to light. So I'm thinking that even this trailer, which is going to not show anything or be misleading, is that it all boils down to the storyline is Luke.
Well, we know that Flynn survives because he's in the trailer. Because if you remember, he was injured in the last movie, and they had him in a healing pod.
Yes.
So we do know that, you know, for sure that he did make it. That's one thing that they did give us for sure. It can be assumed that Luke does do training with Daisy with Ren. They confuse me with names that are too close to each other. Because of certain pictures, certain scenes, the way they are together, it does not mean he wants to be training her, though.
Don't forget is that...
And he's reluctant to train her completely, possibly.
And what is she really, you know, don't forget is that with Anakin, you know, when he was first brought before the Jedi Council, he was, what, a 10-year-old, and they say he's too old to start training?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just And I hear she is a 30-year-old adult. And
well, she's not 30, she's in her 20s.
In her 20s, and she's, you know, going through Jedi training. Well, isn't that why Yoda said, like, yeah, that's too old because you're going to be seduced by the dark side?
Oh.
And then don't forget that at the end of the trailer when she says, I need to know where I'm supposed to be in all this. And then Kylo, even though these two scenes are separate, they may not be tied together, shows Kylo reaching, you know, holding his hand out. So it's just, is she talking to him? Is she talking to somebody else? And if she is talking to Kylo, does that mean that she's being seduced by the dark side, or does that mean that he's going to the light?
At that point in time, I don't think she is actually talking to Kylo. I think she was talking to Luke, trying to get him to realize that she needed him to start giving her some sort of training and guidance. Otherwise, she would have ended up. I mean, we don't know how it's going to end up as far as whether she ends up dark or light at this point in time. But she has no idea where she belongs. She knows she belongs more than where she was at. She knows that there's more to what her life should be, and she needs help getting there. And she's willing to take any help that she can get from Luke to start. And that's all we know as far as what her training ends up turning into. It does look in the trailers and at some point in time that she is either taken by the dark side or chooses to get training from the dark side.
And don't forget to start. Why is she with, you know, in front of him? How did she get there? You know, just, you know, why did Kylo bring her to Snark? And what is all that? You know, why is she there?
Well, you know, the thing is also there's all this speculation of the fact that Kylo and Rey are cousins or possibly even brother and sister.
This goes back to a screw up with Disney. Right before Force Awakens came out, or right after it came out, the interactive toys that you're able to, I forgot what they're called, the Infinity Toys, where you know, you have an action figure that you're able to place on a base and it interacts with the video game. Rey calls Kylo cousin in that. So, and that was quickly batted down by Disney. So it just, if that comes to light, that means that she is a Skywalker.
You know, I know that a lot of people that have a tendency to think that she is a Skywalker. I tend to be of the pool of thought that she's actually a Solo.
Shouldn't she recognize Dad?
Well, I think she was taken or left. Okay, if you remember, she was dropped off at a planet by a woman. The thing is Kylo was trained by Luke, and then Han and Leia had troubles and basically split up. I have a tendency to think that unknownst, Han left Leia pregnant, and Leia, after seeing what was happening with Kylo, went, I can't have this happen with another child. Safest thing I can do for this child is to give her up. And
the old continuity, or the old canon before Disney destroyed it all, Leia and Han had a set of twins.
Yes.
Ben. They didn't have any other kids, but Ben killed one of the twins. Because Ben in the original continuity went bad. as well. So it just, but she didn't have any daughters.
Well, that's, there's also several different versions. I've also read where there was a boy-girl twin and a third boy that was named Anakin. And Anakin, on the other hand, was... Very, he was mechanically with the Force. He could build anything, fix anything, fly anything. The twins, for the most part, kept a secret on that. And they were all Hans and Leia's kids. And they all were strong with the Force, but they left the fact that Anakin was able to do more than most people with the Force, as far as going into be able to manipulate and work mechanical things, was like a step up from the normal Jedi. So, you know, I mean, there's so many possibilities here. But I do tend to think that just because this is just what I've read from, or my opinion from watching the first movie, is that it turns out that Ren and Rey are brother and sister. They don't know it. Well, they find it out, though, eventually. But, you know, that's just my speculation. I guess I'm kind of going off of the fact that a lot of these movies tend to like to mirror themselves. And so consequently, the fact that we have Luke and Leia taken away from each other at birth, not knowing that they had a brother and sister. I could see that happening again in the movie, but in this case, not at birth. This would be when Leia and Han and Luke saw that Ren was going to the dark side. And that is one of the reasons why I think that Luke is so reluctant to train Rey.
Well, I think, here we go, this is what I was looking for, is that there is a photo, and I only saw it once before I think Disney played whack-a-mole and took it down, of Leia and Rey hugging.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if they weren't I think if they were related, it wouldn't have been such, you know, I think if there's what I'm saying is that, you know, just I think there would have been more to it than what was being shown. You know, because let's see here.
Well, you know, the thing is you know, granted, you would assume that Leia would have had the resources to keep an eye on Rey, but at the same time, it would be safest for her to not, to keep away from Rey as much as possible. So for her to recognize Rey might not necessarily happen.
Well, I think
she might have been able to guess it was Rey or felt it was Rey.
See, okay, this is the latest one. Okay, all right, okay. All right, the new continuity does not have the twins in there at all. And one of the twins was a girl, my bad. So my memory is very faulty. You know, where are we?
They started out with the twins, and then they had a third, which was...
Oh, that was
which
bad.
Was Anakin. No, the third was Anakin. And, uh, Well, maybe it was, I think they combined the two names, maybe.
I don't know. I'm trying to pull it up, and it just nothing's behaving correctly for me.
Computers never behave when you want them to.
Well, the page I want to go to, I was trying to be lazy about it, but that, you can't do that. Let's see here. And... I'll flip. Anyway, so I'm very sure that Ray is somebody, parentage is somebody that we've already seen on the screen.
Oh yeah, I'm very sure of that too.
And I also think that Snark is actually somebody that we know. And I'm seriously thinking that it's
I just showed him a picture of Prince Harry being hugged by Chewbacca. So Harry is being hugged by Harry.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Prince Harry.
I also think that
he's getting married in May, by the way. Also.
Of course. Just everybody's doing it in May.
Yeah, they picked it. They actually were very nice. They picked a day that, I know this is off subject, but the royal couple picked a day that was a national holiday. So people of May.
Right.
So that.
Star Wars Day. No, the 11th, Towel Day, the 4th, the
6th. I cannot remember what day, but they picked a day that basically the country was off. So that they could watch if they wanted, rather than having to take the day off to watch. So, good show, Harry and Meghan.
And thank you. You were going to pull that one off in time.
Meghan Markle.
Yes. You know, she quit her TV series.
Well, duh. She's going to be a royal. She probably wasn't allowed to keep it. Much less.
Well, if somebody came to you and says like you never have to do a damn thing again, and somebody will always scrub your feet, and you'll never have to do any.
Oh, not even that.
It's like, yeah, sure, I'll drop everything I'm doing.
Unfortunately, it's just part of their life. There are certain things that are expected of people that are in the royal family, and acting. In a TV show is just not one of them.
Well,
she's going to have enough money that she doesn't need to do it anymore. Hopefully she will take herself into a bunch of charitable organizations and efforts such as Prince Harry has, and follows example.
If her profession was being frowned on as her being an actress, then what about...
Royal family has rules that they have to appear by. There are certain things that they are allowed to do and not allowed to do. Mm-hmm. And it's something that they have to deal with just for being a royal. That is one of the reasons why little Georgie is still in shorts. But back to Star Wars.
Whoa, wait,
we went off our little.
Wait, what do you mean, little Georgie is still in shorts?
That's basically his clothes that he has to wear.
Yes,
he is supposed to wear shorts. Okay.
All right. Okay. Anyway, what I'm basically, my point, I've been rambling on for the last 20 minutes, is that 7, 8, and 9 were supposed to be
British etiquette. I'm sorry, I had to prove my point with Prince George. Always, he has to wear shorts because it is part of British etiquette that he wears shorts. So consequently, he is always wearing shorts. British etiquettes for the royals are different than what British etiquette would be for a commoner. And as soon as Megan ties a knot, she is going to be having, or actually now that she is engaged, she is having to turn around and follow the etiquette of a royal.
Do you think that this generation of royalty is going to follow the stuffiness of the past?
Unfortunately, they will until William changes some of them.
Well, that's why.
And every year, a little bit more changes. Otherwise, you would never have seen Princess Kate in jeans.
Anyway, the point I was making with the Star Wars film, which, you know, 90% of this is going to be edited out.
Yes.
90%. is that the films were 7, 8, 9 were all featuring one of the main actors and actresses of the original Star Wars trilogy. And, you know, Han Solo was not that, and I can prove that. But 7 was Han Solo, 8 was Luke, and 9 was supposed to have been Leia. And so going by that, and then kind of doing a baton handoff to the next generation, each of the three new films were featuring or highlighting a new character, like Poe and 7. And then 8 and 9 are all going to focus on one of the new characters. So by the end of the 9th one, the new characters will have basically completely taken over the storyline, and then they can move forward with that. You know, because Rey has said that she's done with Star Wars after 9. Well, none of the actors and actresses have gone past 3 films anyway. I'm talking about the main characters, with exceptions to the minor characters and things like that. And I think Daniels and people like that. But it just, you know, Mark Hamill, 3 films. Harrison Ford, 3 films. Carrie Fisher, 3 films. So for Rey saying that I'm only doing 3 Star Wars and I'm done, they probably already had that in the works that way. So it's just, I think that even though that the trailer's focusing on Rey, this film is going to be more about Luke. And then I don't know what they're going to do with 9, because with Carrie Fisher gone, there's no way of making the whole entire focus being on her. So, you know, that gummed up the works really good. So I think that we're going to find out the parentage of Rey. We're also going to find out, you know, what's going to go on with Luke, because I think that in this case, The Last Jedi is not plural, it's singular, and that's him. You know, he's going to hang up his robe.
Oh. Well, we'll have to see what happens. As far as we know, he might do a Obi-Wan Kenobi.
And turn into a Force ghost.
Uh-huh.
Well, since Force Awakens was nothing but a copy of 4, 5, and 6, it wouldn't surprise me that they copy more from the previous films and you know, don't do anything original more. Of Luke dying in this one, I don't think they're going to intentionally kill off any more of the main characters. I don't even think that Han is dead. I think he'll be
dead. I think he'll be a Force ghost, if nothing else.
Han?
Yes.
Luke?
Huh.
Han has no experience with...
He might have had no experience with the Force, but he had things that showed that he might have had a higher dosage of...
He shot first.
Whatchamacallits. Metachlorians? Yes. The fact that his flying, for one thing.
Well, that's just a damn good pilot. That's all I was saying.
Not always. There was times that he just instinctively was able to evade everything from asteroids to star destroyers.
Well, that's just from experience.
Well, I beg to deliver to differ to
differ.
Differ. He, you know, as you said, he knew that he, well, you know, he just, his piloting of a starship, you know, he was, it was more than just normal piloting. And I know that I'm going back to the books where I said about Anakin, the third child being mechanically inclined by nature. I think that came from Han, not Leia. And so consequently, I say that not all Jedis were identified to be trained. I think maybe he was a Jedi that never was identified, and consequently, he became way too old to be trained.
But, you know...
But he was able to turn around and use that sense.
Well, you know, we can go into the details as, like, then why didn't Vader reckon, you know, feel a disturbance in the Force with Han, and then, you know, then that opens up a can of worms. Why
the amount of... The amount of...
But also that opens a can of worms why the White Invader did not recognize that Leia was deep in the Force and his daughter. And mm-hmm. so it just, you know, just be, there's cans of worms that can be opened just by asking certain questions. And we just, we have to take it at face value. It's just that I think Han's going to be back. I can explain in great detail why that's going to be able to do that in a upcoming episode, but you know, if you noticed,
he fell down. He was never, his body was never seen.
Basically, so I think that, you know, Rey is a Skywalker. I think
Solo.
And well, we'll know in 14 days. So it just obviously there's a million pictures out there. There's Google Earth that you're able to see pictures from the set. There's millions of articles and things like that. So in 14 days, Disney doesn't have to play whack-a-mole with all the stuff that's out there that keeps popping up. So please let us know if you have your opinions about that. You can reach us at Geek Culture Online. You can reach us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google Plus, on Instagram, and on Tumblr. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Wilson.
And we'll talk to you later.